did you have dialogue coaches all around? They wanted the teacher to
Oh,
talk.
yes, pearl-shaped tones.
Pearl or pear?
I
what did
guess you're, no, pear-shaped,
pear
isn't
shaped?
it? I always say pearl.
Did they work over you, even though you were had come from the stage, or were you left alone?
I left alone pretty much.
Who is it? Frances Marion that tells that story about two magnificent stars and Herman and
They weren't
later on.
stars, they were just
Well,
girls.
they were just girls, and you would expect them to sound like Mrs. Astor. And once said, "How's it going, Goity?" You know, and
This was in silence. Couldn't tell on the screen, they looked
Yeah.
adorable.
Well, I think that's all very amusing. I also think it's all very exaggerated.
Like most things. Now, what happened after your appearance with Jack Holt and Ralph Graves? Where did you go from there?
I went to Warner Brothers and I worked there for about a year and a half, and then I became ill. I was had to leave. I nicest picture I did there was a picture called Drag with Richard Barthelmess.
DRAG. We have a recording with Richard Barthelmess, and he mentions that film and yourself. What can you recall about it? He doesn't go into any details. He said, "I made such and such with so and so," and that's
Well, there
all.
wouldn't have been anything to really recall about it, except that it was a very nice
He
picture.
must have been quite splendid to work with.
He was, yes, and a very fine actor. I was directed by one of the, I think, best directors, Frank Lloyd.
That was at Warner's too. Oh, he had Barthelmess was at First National, and then when that
Well, First
grew,
National became Warner
Warner's, and that's
Brothers.
where you were. You did Drag, and can you think of any of the others you had done subsequently?
Well, one is, I did also one of the first outdoor color pictures in sound.
Oh, let's talk about that by all means.
It was a dreadful picture. It's called Woman Hungry. Yes. It was taken from the play The Great Divide, you know, the famous Henry Miller play. But it just didn't work out. It wasn't very good, and I'm sure it was very costly. I don't know that it was the first, but it was among the first.
Was that done in Technicolor?
And yes, the only thing that I could think of that really amused me about it, and I think it's, we had to work out in the desert, went up to Lone Pine, and because it was Technicolor, naturally everything had to have color. Well, the desert doesn't have very much color. And so the men went around with sprays, putting, you know, a little dab of this and that on the cactus. And that always amused me.
You mean if they had sprayed the sand and the cactus and things
Not
around?
the sand, but the
Oh,
cactus, just to give it a splash of color here and a splash of color there, you know.
that's wonderful.
I suppose that's true. Early movies had to move, by God, and these had to be
That's
colored.
right, you had to have color. Just as the sound, you know, they used to have theme songs. It didn't matter what the picture was or what the, you had to have a theme song, and somebody had to sing it. And at Warner Brothers, I'll never forget, we did a beautiful story by Somerset Maugham. It was called The Sacred Flame, taken from a play of his. And Conrad Nagel and Pauline Frederick. Forgotten who else. Anyway, there was a, it is a very tragic story and a very beautiful story. I'll never forget poor Conrad, for no reason at all, in the middle of the picture, had to sing this song to me about I was his sacred flame. And we would get
In his
hysterical.
own voice, or was it dubbed?
No, in his own
Really?
voice,
He's no
yeah.
singer.
He didn't pretend to
But
be.
everybody had to have a
But
theme.
everybody had to have, and here he
Did.
was. The whole story was concerned with the fact that on our wedding day he'd been very badly injured. And so there I am wheeling him in the garden, and he says, "You are my sacred flame." And he'd look up at me, and of course I'd burst in laughing. I'd say, "Oh no, poor darling." At least I didn't have to sing it, but it was just horrible.
It was terribly maudlin.